From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The Speaker of the Missouri House of Representatives attributes the year-long drop in more than 100,000 Medicaid enrollees on state efforts to keep unauthorized patients from using the program. Springfield Republican Elijah Haar says the number of enrollees started to drop in 2018, when Missouri started using a new computer system to determine eligibility.
This correction in the rolls was going to happen at some point because of these prior years, them not cleaning up the standard.
Haar says more people are above the income threshold for the insurance because the economy has improved. Other health policy experts are skeptical of that claim. More than half of Missourians who lost Medicaid coverage in 2018 didn't respond to mailed eligibility forms, according to state data released in March. A trial has begun over whether election officials are doing enough to help voters navigate Missouri's new photo identification law. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham heard testimony from critics of the law yesterday. The trial is scheduled to last all week. Groups including the Missouri NAACP and the American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri are arguing that the state didn't spend enough money or resources educating people about the new requirements and helping them obtain proper identification. The period to submit applications for medical marijuana facilities in Missouri ended yesterday at 4:30. Originally, the window was set to close on Saturday, but as Jacqueline Driscoll reports, the extension turned out to be for good reason.
Remember finals week in college when you waited until the last possible minute before hitting submit and praying the internet didn't crash? Well, Missourians looking to grow and sell medical marijuana aren't much different. When the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services announced Thursday they would extend the deadline to submit applications, they had only received around 250. Lyndall Fraker, the director of the program, says now they have more than 1,500.
We do sort of hope to get the testing facilities and maybe the cultivation facilities out first. They need to get that product out there growing and tested.
Fraker says another reason for the extension was to make sure their online system could handle the inevitable influx of applications at the end. So far, he says, there have been no problems. In Jefferson City, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
Members of the Columbia School Board's policy committee yesterday continued discussions on two contentious issues: when teachers can restrain students, and when parents can record teachers. But it's not clear when either might be heading to a vote by the full board. The policy discussion on use of restraint in schools comes as the Columbia School District is facing a lawsuit over the seclusion and restraint of a kindergarten student. No trial date has been set yet. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.